Yeah, we're back here on News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues. Pottawatomie County, the topic of discussion here today. We've got County Commission Chair Travis Altenhofen and Public Works Director Peter Clark here. And before we wrap up our roads, before we get into codes, let's wrap up our roads discussion here. And there's another project that we didn't mention here yet.
Yeah, there's two. One on Highway 24. There's two on Highway 24. One is the Crown C and Highway 24 intersection project. That one is also ready to go to construction. We've all got all the right-of-way done for that. And we are nearing, well, we have approval basically from KDOT to go to construction. But because of its impact on Highway 24, we're trying to have that project and the Green Valley Road project done simultaneously so that we don't have more traffic control and more congestion than necessary on Highway 24, because they're very close to each other, about, a half mile away from each other. So we wanted the traffic control to coordinate between those two projects. So we're going to hold on that project at least until we know what's going to happen with Green Valley and try to get those happen together. And the third Highway 24 project that is coming very soon is the construction of a new frontage road. Is the west end of Limerick Lane that will go from Excel Road back to the east. Eventually, we want Limerick Lane to connect all the way from Military Trail Road on the south side of Highway 24 over to Excel Road to give all those properties better access, because eventually Excel will have a traffic signal. And so we're going to be building that first phase of that later this summer. So we're nearing going to bid on that project also. The one road and bridge that I failed to mention on the closures is pretty substantial because it impacts a lot of people. It's on Blue River Road. That first bridge that is east of Dyer Road goes over Cedar Creek, and it's just about 200 yards north of the Blue River, where the Blue River and Cedar Creek come together. That bridge had its abutment also wash out when the Blue River went up, when they were releasing 30,000 cubic feet per second out of Tuttle Creek. And because of the amount of the abutment that washed away, we had to close that section of road right next to the bridge just because it wasn't safe. We were worried about the road, starting to fall back down into the water and there being a hole in the road next to the bridge. So we have that section also closed off. I know there's not a huge amount of people that use Blue River Road, but, 200 to 300 cars a day is a pretty good number. And there's a lot of landowners that live there that get back and forth. So we're hoping to be able to get onto that repair because it won't be a full replacement. That bridge is in really good condition, but we'll need to do a repair to that abutment. We'll do that probably later this summer, between our bridge projects, so that road can get back open.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that. I know the big discussion yesterday at the county commission meeting was on building codes in the Blue Township Sewer District, and you're one step closer here now as there's a public hearing that was set September 9th. Those codes would take effect January 1st of 2020, as I understand it. Travis, I'll kind of let you take the lead on this. So explain the reasoning for this, first of all.
Well, probably a good 8-10 years ago, the conversation kind of started on, how this area, as it was starting to really start growing quite exponentially. And so the discussion became on whether code should be in the area and that. And kind of from that discussion, about 2 years ago, started looking at it more seriously with staff internally and looking at different options. And one of the options, probably the most logical one, is looking at working with the City of Manhattan and their code inspection department. And so staff and the City of Manhattan staff started that dialogue on how is this going to work. And so from a number of meetings and such, we've figured out the logistics of how is this going to happen. And so our discussion yesterday kind of wrapped around how is it logistically going to work. And so building permits and such are still going to be issued through Pottawatomie County and zoning and all those requirements. The City of Manhattan will do the code inspection part of, code enforcement. And so that was what our discussion wrapped around. And we've got a resolution, and part of the requirements is we have to have a public hearing before doing that. And so yesterday we set the date for September 9th at 10 a.m. at our regular commission meeting to hold that hearing. What will happen or before that is Peter, I believe, is taking the lead role of hosting several different meetings with the builders and developers and the different entities that have stakes involved in that area with implementing codes. And so we're going to be having a series of meetings, and we'll be publicizing that. And then on September 9th is the big day, and we will have our public hearing. And after adoption of our resolution, then that will start all the pieces and parts that have to go into having it ramped up in effect on January 1st of 2020. And so that's pretty much what the code discussion wrapped around.
And you mentioned they'll still be able to apply through Pottawatomie County. The permit fees, though, as I understand it, would that be collected through the City of Manhattan?
Yes, so the entire building inspection process will be administered by Manhattan Code with the fire department in that. And so that all is going to be ran through the city. The only thing that Pott County will still do, which is what we've always done, is issue the building permits and do the zoning and all those different pieces that go up to before you even start the project. Once you get your building permit, you'll have to apply with the City of Manhattan through the code services and get your permit and pay your fee for the code inspection. And then as you work through your project, they'll be involved in the inspection process.
Well, this sounds maybe like it would be a good segue into the plan here with the Blue Township area here. This may be just one piece of that towards a resolution, whether it's incorporation or annexation here with Manhattan.
Yes. I've been advised by the county attorney that I really shouldn't comment in terms of which way that area should go, because if we do have incorporation petition show up on our desk, we do need to be a neutral party in terms of responding to that. So,
I understand that. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the comprehensive plan and where that's at.
Yep. So we're wrapping up on the comprehensive plan. I believe it's Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. We'll be hosting a joint meeting with the Pottawatomie County Planning Commission and the Pottawatomie County Commission. At that meeting, we will be doing the hearing and having the formal acceptance and recommendation first off by the Planning Commission and then adoption by the County Commission. And so that will be on Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. Copies of the comp plan are on the county website, and or you can contact the zoning office to get a copy of it.
Overall, what's your opinion of the comp plan and also getting this building codes thing looks like towards a possible solution here?
The overall with the building codes, I think it's something that that whole area probably ultimately should be making that decision themselves. But nonetheless, with the situation that we're in, I think it's something that, you know, the main structural components of a house probably should have the inspection, especially with that level of density. And so I think it's an overall good. It's nice to see that it's actually going to happen here and that we're able to move forward on it. In regards to the comp plan, I've kind of been the naysayer from the beginning. And so overall, I think a lot of the things in it are, I guess I wouldn't spend $158,000 to have it done, but I think the things in it that are things that we should be looking at doing, many of them, such as, you know, 10-year plan or some sort of strategic or organized method of, you know, looking at our capital improvement projects, just so that we're all on the same page. As Peter rattled off, I mean, we've got numerous different projects, and so trying to wrap your head around all those different pieces in that can get overwhelming. And so I think if we work at getting some more tools in our tool bag at the county, life could be much easier for us commissioners.
Fair to say you're more of a short-term guy versus a long-term? Or?
Well, the commission set up as, I mean, we're a long-term looking right. organization. You know, we need to be looking out 10 years to be able to address all the different issues that come up. It's nice when we can be proactive and actually get be ahead of the curve instead of always reacting to things. And so when we can do that, it makes life a lot better for all everyone.
Right. All right. I understand we have a call waiting here on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hey, good morning. I've just been listening to a few of the comments here just in about the last 5 minutes. I'd just like to say that most of these ideas you've been talking about that you want to implement are things that when I lived in that area 45 years ago, I tried to get the folks down there in that part of Pottawatomie County to incorporate so that they could protect themselves from Manhattan and from Pottawatomie County. And I've always thought it was kind of crazy that there's no building codes in the county the way it's growing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's better late than never that these things are going to be implemented, but it's also going to be a bigger mess and cost a lot more money. It could have been avoided. Thank you.
I guess hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate the call here. Let's take a break. And we'll wrap up In Focus after this here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market.